Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night. It is 7:30, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I am joined by Miss Callie because this Saturday is a huge NWS Fairfield show. Miss Callie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ace, and you are right. It is a huge NWF weekend, not just Saturday night. It is a doubleheader weekend, and it is ginormous. It is huge. It is going to be action-packed. You won't want to miss a second of what's going on this weekend.
Absolutely not, and I think the biggest story, the return of the Golden Boy, Jordan Clearwater.
That biggest story doesn't even begin to scratch the surface of that, but we'll get to that in a minute because that is like the topic to talk about right there. Let's talk about a little bit about what's going on this weekend. First off, you're right, we do have Fairfield this Saturday night, but then on Sunday, in case people aren't following us on Facebook, on Sunday afternoon, that's right, folks, I said afternoon, 3 p.m. at Bone Crushers is the bell time. We have the Future Stars, and they are starting their second year of action. Last month was their one-year anniversary, so congratulations, and that was a huge show. Some of the action you're going to see, and let me tell you, I am so excited to watch these guys in action. They have been busting their butts, and they are so phenomenal. You're going to see Nikki Victory, the 2019 Rumble winner, as she takes on Shadow. Now, if you weren't there at the anniversary show, her and Nikki Victory and Star Rider were actually in a tag team match against Ella and Shadow. Nikki and Star Rider did pick up the victory, but they were attacked after the match, and Shadow actually sprayed that mist in Nikki's eyes, temporarily blinding her. So she wants to get her measure of retribution, and she's going to get it on Sunday afternoon. You're also going to see Big Mama, who actually came out to the aid of her tag team partner, Nikki Victory, go one-on-one with Ella. Now, if you haven't seen Ella yet, let me tell you, that's crazy. Like, legit. Like, have you had a chance to see her yet, Ace? Because
I have not. I'm looking forward to the day where I actually do get that chance, but as of yet, I have not.
Okay, let me tell you what. The bitch crazy. There's no other way to say it.
No, I've heard.
Look, when she can make people like Jay Donaldson jump, when she's willing to go throw punches at the Titan, she cray cray. Do you understand
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. The Titan is not somebody I would want to throw punches at. You have to have a couple of screws loose to be willing to do something like that.
And, I mean, I get it. Titan's a really great guy. Chances are he's not going to want to hit a woman. But even he's going to have his breaking point with that. Just saying. You're also going to see, this is a match that was actually scheduled for the anniversary show, but due to injury, Josh Adams was not cleared to participate on that anniversary show. So the match that we were supposed to see was going to be Josh Adams taking on Icon. Christopher Michael Lotus did take Josh Adams' place. That match did end in disqualification. Josh Adams did come out to the aid of Christopher Michael Lotus because Icon decided he was going to jump Lotus. So, on Sunday afternoon, you will see Mr. Golden Ticket take on the Icon. And in probably what is going to be one of the most interesting matches of the night, you're going to see the brand new Unified Champion, the hand-picked Unified Champion, Rex. Are you sitting down, Ace?
Yeah, absolutely.
He is going to defend that title against none other than the man from Tijuana, Idaho, Rudy Rodriguez.
That's going to be interesting.
Right? So, I don't know about you. I'm completely looking forward to seeing the Future Stars in action come Sunday afternoon. Folks, doors open at 2 p.m. There is a 2:45 pre-show. Get there early because seating at Bone Crushers, which is 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place, that seating is very limited. So make sure you get there early. We had a sellout crowd for the anniversary show. The Future Stars pack it in, month out. Let's not disappoint, but remember, if you want to be there, if you want the best seats in the house, get there early. Now, let's discuss Saturday night. Because Saturday night is going to be crazy. Like, there is, like, all shades and levels of crazy that are going to be encased within Saturday night. Let's talk about a little bit of tag team action that we're going to see. You're going to see former tag team champions, the Natty Boys, taking on the Swinger and the Bronze God, Danny Todd, better known as the Bronze Swingers, and what we are calling a barroom brawl. A barroom brawl in field.
That is going to get crazy.
I mean, we've seen the Natty Boys. Great bunch of guys. They love to have fun. But I can tell you now, I have seen these two gentlemen for years. They are a little bit on the crazy side. And, well, we've seen what the Bronze Swingers are all about. This could get chaotic with a quickness, and I feel sorry for whoever the referee is. And now, speaking of feeling a little bit sorry, I don't know who I feel sorry for, because we have the Battle of the Big Men. You're going to see Big Cuz, who I truthfully think he's underestimating his opponent greatly, because he is going to take on the Bare Knuckle Berserker, Lord Crew. Now, that ended up in a double countout, and these two men, they have the capability to tear each other apart.
Yes, they do, and I'm an old-school wrestling fan.
Mm-hmm.
And this match screams old-school brawling, just two big men going at it. This is the kind of match that I love, and I can't wait to see this match.
I mean, if you stop and think about it, Lord Cruden usually doesn't give up height or size to much of anybody. Now, height-wise, they're pretty even. He's given up a little bit in weight, I believe, to Big Cuz. But those are two big, hard-hitting individuals. I think there's really only one person that's on the roster with any consistency that actually probably hits harder than these two men, and that's legendary Larry D. But as far as Cousin Crew go, I don't think this is going to be very scientific. I think this is going to be straight up a straight butt whooping. And I cannot wait to see how this match turns out. Like, I am beyond excited.
Absolutely.
You're also going to see Mr. Right Now, Andrew Reed, the self-proclaimed new favorite son of Fairfield, going one-on-one with the man we know is Fairfield's favorite son, rock and roll Jesse Hyde. Now, credit where credit's due, Andrew Reed has talent to spare. He's extremely gifted in that ring. Like, I can't say anything bad when it comes to his athletic ability. What I can say is he takes way too many shortcuts. And I'm not sure what the look is he's going for, but it's interesting.
Boy, is that an understatement?
I mean, if he needs a tip on like 80s hair and stuff, I would be more than happy to assist. I've worn it a time or two. Don't say whatever you're thinking.
I wasn't thinking a thing.
You lie, but that's a good answer. Anyway, these two individuals are developing quite the rivalry, and I think he's backing Jesse Hyde into a corner, and I think that's going to be a big mistake.
Oh,
Jesse
I
Hyde
think
is very
that's going to
laid
be a
back, very
huge mistake.
fun-loving. Jesse loves to have fun out there. He loves to mess with the crowd. Loves just to go out there and entertain those fans. But there's a multitude of individuals that will tell you, backing Jesse Hyde into a corner, not giving him any choice other than to be a prick, will tell you that is a mistake. Andrew Reed may have youth on his side. He may be more athletic than Jesse, but Jesse has a huge experience edge on Andrew Reed. And I think he can very easily, on a level playing field, I think he would take Andrew Reed to school in a heartbeat. And while we're discussing rivalries, let's talk about one that has been going on for quite some time, and these two are just continue to take things to the new extremes in every scenario. You have Nasty Russ taking on the absolute best, the Prince of Sport, Lexus Montez. And this isn't just any old match. This is a dog collar match.
For anybody who hasn't seen a dog collar match, this is going to get extremely violent. And when I
Those
say
participants.
extremely violent, I mean extremely violent.
Both participants will be wearing dog collars and they will be chained together. That chain that is going to join those two dog collars together can be used as a weapon. Now, we've already seen the depths Nasty Russ is willing to sink to. How low is the Prince of Sport willing to go? Because I have to say, He's gonna have to dig into that bag of tricks he's got, and he's gonna have to really just get downright nasty and just as nasty as Russ is getting, and just as dirty, and it is not going to be for the faint of heart.
Absolutely not. And we both know that Lexis Montez is no stranger to bending the rules.
Oh,
So
absolutely not.
he's gonna have to go back to that and play a little tit for tat with Nasty Russ. And it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be violent. And you know, part of me hopes this puts their feud to bed, but part of me thinks there's no chance that's going to happen.
I mean, these two continue to just. There is some kind of deep-rooted hatred there. I mean, if you stop and think about this, this goes back to when Lexis Montez still held that unified title. And initially, we can say this had to do with that championship. But there is obviously some deep-rooted, some kind of something or other there, because these two can, and I mean, I get it on Lexis Montez's behalf. Nasty Russ pretty much tried to hang him with a chain last time in Fairfield. So I get it. Lexus has done everything he could to try to, let's just say, get Nasty Russ's respect. Because in a lot of ways, and I think both competitors could admit to this, maybe, they're very similar in how they go about things in a lot of ways. They've both taken very similar paths. Russ obviously has more experience, but Lexus very much can, if you go back in history, can very much almost remind you a little bit of Nasty Russ at times. And I do believe Lexis Montez has said he kind of looked up, not necessarily looked up, but respected Nasty Russ, and he kind of watched some of his footage and kind of not necessarily mimicked, but kind of adopted some of Russ's, not really personas, what's the word I'm looking for? Some of the things that Russ would do as far as like how he would go about things or how he would handle himself in certain situations. He's kind of acclimated to Russ's style a little bit.
Yeah, he has.
And he's never claimed to be Nasty Russ. He's never claimed anything other than he respected Russ. And I think all he really wanted in return is Nasty Russ's respect. And I don't know if Russ got something stuck up his crawl or what, but that, it's just wow. I mean, there is truly some deep-seated issues there. I don't know if they need therapy or what. But these two, they're going to rip each other apart.
Absolutely.
But now, to probably what is going to be the match that all eyes will be on come this Saturday night, May the 18th, in Fairfield, Ohio, at the UAW Hall located at 1233 Sims Road. It is a tag team match. The NWF Tag Team Champions, Protected Ones members, David Tyler and Muldoon. They will have the NWF CEO, Nate the Snake Pelley, in their corner, taking on the man, Roger Ruffin. And the returning, now this is where Nate made his mistake. He told Roger Ruffin, you can pick any partner you want. He did not specify it had to be somebody that was currently on the roster or anything like that. He put no exceptions. So Roger Ruffin came out. He made some calls. He came out and he told Nate Pelley, I have a tag team partner. And was the roof about to come off the UAW hall last month or what when he announced his partner would be none other than the Golden Boy, Jordan Clearwater?
I'll tell you, I don't know what was louder when Nikki Victory won the Rumble or when Roger Ruffin announced Jordan Clearwater as his tag team partner. I really don't know what reaction was louder.
Exactly. That crowd is so... And it's not just the fact. Largely the fact. But it's not just the fact that the Golden Boy is going to be in Fairfield competing alongside Roger Ruffin to take on the Protected Ones, but it is also the fact if Jordan Clearwater and Roger Ruffin pick up this victory in Fairfield this Saturday night, Roger Ruffin gets a match. He will be able to get his hands on Nate Pelley. Now, we've both walked on the dark side a little bit, so neither one of us are strangers to Nate Pelley's tactics or anybody else's tactics for that matter.
Absolutely.
Who in that building, other than the Protected Ones, don't want to see Roger Ruffin get a hold of Nate Pelley?
I know I'm looking forward to seeing that.
You and me both. I want to watch Roger Ruffin put him in his place. I want to see him obliterate Nate Pelley. Because after all the shenanigans Nate Pelley has pulled, all the absolutely disgusting, degrading, belligerent things he has said to not only Roger Ruffin and the rest of the boys in that locker room, but the way he has treated the women of the Northern Wrestling Federation, I mean, let's be honest here. You've seen Nikki Victory in action. You've seen Big Mama. Those women deserve to be able to wrestle on the main show. And I think, in all honesty, they can hold their own with any of the men in the company. Given a fair shake, I think they can. To stop and think about it, how close was Nikki Victory to walking out of Thunderdome, the NWF champion?
She was very close, a lot closer than I'm sure a lot of people, including any member of the Protected Ones, thought she would be.
Oh, absolutely. That young lady's grit and determination is going to take her somewhere. And I am waiting for the day she gets an opportunity to show everybody what she's got. The NWF crowd is so behind that young lady right now. And I am saying this, and I will stand by this. I think if Roger Ruffin gets his hands on Nate Tully, and if he is able to somehow get control back of this company, you are going to see exactly what the women of the Northern Wrestling Federation are made of.
I believe you're absolutely right.
And this tag team match, I honestly believe this tag team match is just a step in the right direction toward hopefully one day making that a reality. That's why this victory for Jordan Clearwater and Roger Ruffin is so important. Because we both know, Nate Pelly's a weasel. He's going to align himself with whoever he can that he thinks is going to have his back. And history has proven. And I can't believe Jay Donaldson is that ignorant that he's forgotten about it. History has proven Ryan Stone will stab anyone and everyone in the back to get what he wants or to keep what he thinks is his.
Including, hasn't he stabbed Jay Donaldson in the back before?
I'm pretty sure he has, which is why it blows my mind that him and Jay are just best friends. I mean, has Muldoon forgotten about it? Because Muldoon was a member of the original Protected Ones.
It would seem that everybody has forgotten about it.
They're senile. I confuse David Tyler. I could see where he could be misled into thinking that while himself, Muldoon, and Jay Donaldson, and Nate Pelly, they all have Ryan Stone's back. I could see where David Tyler believes Ryan Stone has his back as well. Here's your wake-up call, boys. They may call Nate the snake, but let me tell you what. Ryan Stone is a no-good, backstabbing SOB that will do whatever, and he will stab whoever in the back to keep that NWF championship. And that includes throwing his own team members under the bus to do it.
Yes, he will.
If history has taught people nothing else, it should have taught them that. I mean, look at the lengths he went to retain that title against Jordan Clearwater, to retain that title against Calypso. He didn't do that on his own.
No, he did not. But we're about out of time. Once again, time and date, this Saturday night, Fairfield, Ohio.
Doors open at 6:30, 7:30 bell time. Get your pre-sale tickets at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. And also be sure you join us on Sunday afternoon, May the 19th at 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place. Doors open at 2 with a 2:40 pre-show. We will see everybody Saturday in Fairfield.
Miss Kelly, have a great night.
You do the same, Ace.
Good night, everybody.